parents of an African-American teenager who was fatally shot by a Neighborhood Watch volunteer in Florida have called on federal officials to investigate a state prosecutor who quit the case. Trayvon Martin's parents claim the prosecutor overruled the detective's recommendation that the shooter be charged with manslaughter. In Bahrain, the health of the jailed prominent human rights activist Abdul Hadi Al-Khawaja is in critical condition. He's been on hunger strike for 55 days. His daughter says it's feared that Abdul Hadi may go into a coma any time now. He's on hunger strike to protest the deteriorating prison conditions. Former Palestinian prisoner Hana Shalabi has called on the international community to support inmates who are on hunger strike in Israeli jails. Israel deported Shalabi to the Gaza Strip on Sunday. She was on hunger strike for 44 days, protesting her detention without charge or trial. Israeli troops have destroyed four Palestinian homes and dozens of electricity pylons in the occupied West Bank. Israel is going to build new settler units on the land where the homes have been built. Israel regularly demolishes homes in the so-called Area C of the West Bank and in East Jerusalem Al-Quds. In Syria, an armed terrorist group has killed a number of civilians in a farm near the western city of Homs. Reports say the armed men killed the civilians after kidnapping them. Earlier in the day, armed groups killed tens of civilians in two separate neighborhoods in Homs. An advanced team of the UN is expected to arrive in Damascus within the next 2 days to prepare the deployment of observers in Syria. A spokesman for joint UN Arab League envoy to Syria, Kofi Annan, says the team will work on the modalities of the deployment of monitors in the country. An opposition group in Turkey has criticized the government of Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan for its decision to cut oil imports from Iran. The Great Union Party, BBP, demands an explanation from the government. The Turkish officials have made the decision under pressure from the US. And Qatar has rejected Iraq's demand to extradite Iraqi fugitive Vice President Tariq al-Hashimi. The Qatari Minister of Foreign Affairs says diplomatic norms and the post of Hashimi prevent Qatar from doing so. Hashimi is accused of involvement in at least 150 terrorist operations by running a death squad.